Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 2nd of April, Delivered from Wantonness. A woman is freed from wantonness as she acknowledges and forsakes her desire for control that is informed by romance and anxiety. The Lord identified the basis of this fallen and native orientation to life, saying to the first woman, "Your desire shall be for your husband." It is the desire for others to be for her. He further described its effect in a house and in the church as the spirit of Jezebel. Admonishing the presbytery in Thyatira, he said, "You allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality through mixture and eat things sacrificed to idols." A man is freed from wantonness as he acknowledges and forsakes his pursuits that compete with the labor that belongs to diligently entering rest. This is why Jesus said, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." This form of wantonness may be apparent in those who are colloquially described as workaholics, who prioritize work and business opportunities over the relational works that are associated with fellowship in the kingdom of God. It may also describe a man's pursuit of worldly or fleshly pleasures, where he confuses these experiences and opportunities with the blessing of God. We are being delivered from the bondages that are associated with wantonness into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Our interactions with others are no longer for the purpose of identity verification, but are an opportunity to serve one another through love. This is because we are receiving our identity expression from the Son, who is the substance of our sonship. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 3 verse 16, Revelation chapter 2 verse 20, Luke chapter 18 verses 24 and 25, Galatians chapter 5 verses 1 and 13, and Romans chapter 8 verse 21. For further study, Galatians chapter 5.